Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, and thank you so much for downloading Monkeys Took My Jetpack, issue number 113. My God, we're back! Woo! We have not pod-faded. Don't think we had, because we hadn't. We never did. See, what happened was I put 112 up, and then I went on vacation. And then I came back and was editing 113 in a fairly timely manner. Expected it to be out well before Christmas. And wouldn't you know it, my computer died. It was a 10-year-old computer, so it had run its course. But I did not plan well, and therefore I had no money to get a new computer. So for the longest time, I tried doing things on the iPad, and it just didn't work. It wasn't working well at all. So the podcast was put on an unscheduled hiatus. But I had no way of letting people know. So now I have my new computer, and here we are. We're back, and this is a brand spanking new MacBook Air M3. So I expect this to be around for quite some time. And we're going to be putting up some podcasts. Now, I will say, for these next few, there's not going to really be any post-production, because I want to get these edited and out to you as quickly as possible to kind of make up for lost time. But assuming we even still have any subscribers left, I hope we may be just speaking into a vacuum here. But the most immediate concern is this Star Wars adventure, which is going to be wrapping up in this issue. And then next issue, we're going to finish up Zophor's Troubleshooters game. And from there, I don't know where we're going to go, but we'll figure it out. We got plenty of stuff to post. And hopefully, now that I've got a premium of drive space and I don't have to worry about things like overloading my computer, I can get back into doing some stuff with sound effects and music and whatnot. Now, I'm not going to make any promises on that because that takes time. And I'm still trying to strike that balance of podcast editing and life. But that's my plan, is to incorporate things as I learn. So I've got Logic Pro, and I'm going to be learning it, and hopefully podcast will reap the benefits. But not for a while yet. For now, let's take ourselves back to a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Grab a cup, bottle, glass, or can of our favorite beverage. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Monkeys Took My Jetpack, issue number 113, Star Wars, Rebel Breakout, part 3. I'm a horrible game master because I did not have a chance to... Well, I had a chance, I just didn't. I won't say I didn't have a chance, I hate that crap. I didn't have a choice! We always have a choice. It may just be a crappy choice. I had a chance, I did not take advantage of a chance I had to go back and listen to the last session and refresh my memory as to exactly... I know where we left off. You guys were at...
That's all you need.
You had to cave in, and some people were knocked unconscious. I think the only one who...
If I remember, I was busy digging them out.
Yes, okay. Before it becomes official, as in... I said something at the end of last session. I'm going to say I didn't take my finger off the chess piece. I said, because I made a stupid move and you got to keep your jetpack, instead of dealing with it like a man, I said, okay, the cave-in caused the jetpack to be loaded with dust particles and dirt. You know, if a game master makes a mistake, you suck it up and you deal with the mistake you made, and the bottom line is you have your jetpack. I might have you make a technical roll 10 or better to clean it out, but...
It's all good. Been through some shit right now. It's fine.
Yeah. So you should have no problem making... That's a pretty easy roll. It's In fact, it's an easy difficulty rank.
The issue hasn't come up yet.
Right.
All I used was...
I hope it's 70 feet in the air and then it comes up.
That's fine. All I used for was some narrative flair on me making the dex saves to avoid being trapped.
Right. Right. Like, and that's fine. This is more about me.
It's all about you.
It's all about me.
Yeah, it's all about you, you selfish son of a...
All about you. This guy. This guy.
This generation.
I know.
Nothing but Star Wars.
A lot.
Star Wars. get this one.
A long time ago in a goddamn galaxy far, far away.
I like it.
Slightly
like
less it. Long ago than the last time we were here.
Yeah. All right, so dig, you bastard.
I'm digging.
Guys,
get out of there.
Well, that was a more immediate recap. Do you all remember why we're here and what we...
Yeah, we all got rounded up and we went through a sort of inadvertent prison break together. We pretty much got no other choice but to go on the run, go underground, and try to find some group that can help it. As it turns out, this is this self-styled quote-unquote resistance, which is probably just a bunch of hippies and known losers.
Slacktivists.
And socialists and whatnot. But, I mean, we got nowhere else to turn. So we got in contact with Vince Rondeau or somebody along those lines. We went to go meet him, and sure enough, he's got his R2 unit coming out to meet us, and he gave us a message that he got found out. He may already be captured, and there's Imperial stormtroopers here, and they more or less came around the corner and were like, there's one, blast him! And we got into a big crazy fight, and our Jedi Master over there is doing some crazy kung fu fighting. As far as my character is concerned, a grenade went off and that collapsed the temple.
Okay, yes, and also I believe got rid of the cannon problem.
Yes, oh, yeah. That was the grenade that, again,
I blew that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally ignoring cannon, yes.
Yes.
Do we have any skill points yet?
No.
No, you get those at the end of the adventure. Actually, you might supposed to get those at the end of each session, but I've been remiss.
We don't need to worry about our skill points.
Not, yeah.
So
I'm just glad you guys were able to recap, because all I remember from last game was I was shooting people in a hallway. That was about it.
I believe we all have one force point.
You all have one force point, and the guy's name who was supposed to meet you and didn't is Tyree.
I'm dreaming about the force right now.
Okay. Yeah, each of you, somebody got, I believe, dug up before we ended, but I don't remember who it was, so we'll just...
I don't believe anyone got dug up yet.
Okay. All right, we're going to retro this anyway. So make a strength roll, Ferris.
And we total this, right? Yeah. Okay, so it's 10.
Okay. It takes you 5 rounds of digging before you find... this gives me a good excuse to write his name down. What the hell's his name? Your new character's name?
Magnus.
Magnus. Okay, you dig out Magnus, formerly Kajika 2. We're just going to retroactively say that's always been his name, is Magnus.
Yeah, canon.
Yep.
That's always been his name.
Oh, Magnus, quick! We gotta get the others! Grab a shovel!
What are there?
The other two down there!
Are
we
you
all
the
got
Force?
What?
Are you the Force?
I'm not the Force. I'm Ferris. I know it sounds similar, but that's not...
My head hurts. I hear you in my head.
Well, that's how everyone hears things. Your ears connect that way.
What hit me?
The Ferris.
That's the rock! Start moving!
I'll start moving.
Both of you make strength rolls.
Oh, that's significantly better. A 19.
Got pretty good strength there, sir.
I rolled 2 sixes and a 5. So that's...
Okay.
He found all the foam rubber rocks.
Yeah.
12.
All right, so you guys make pretty short work. You're able to find the other two pretty easily, a few rounds, and then they wake up shortly thereafter.
You
better check it out. All right, look at that.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, yeah. We've got to get out of here. Where's the droid?
Yeah, where'd that little droid go?
That's a good question.
Well, there he is.
Ugh, propping myself up.
I can't
do that again. We gotta go.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got 4 more grenades that says we can.
Just be careful next time. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good idea in these confined quarters. I say, having used
R2 unit. Which way?
There are those rebels. Blast them! And as you are getting to your feet, there are 3 stormtroopers firing shots from the side tunnels.
Goddamn mammals.
Don't worry, I'll block them with my lightsaber.
You hold them off. We'll run out of here.
Okay. And I will stake off running towards them.
Okay, well...
Jedi are incredible.
Well, before you guys can do any of that, they get off their shots because it was a...
That's fine. They surprised us.
Okay. One takes a shot. At... Let's see, they're at 15, so that one misses. Barely.
Who are they firing at?
This one was firing at Andorian. You feel the blaster bolt sizzle past you, but it doesn't actually hit.
I haven't even had time to start screaming yet.
One doesn't even come close to hitting anybody. And the other one did about as well as the one before.
Take a drink every time Ben Kenobi straight up lies. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the bolts, other than one near miss, the bolts fire harmlessly past, and as they shoot, they dive back into the side tunnels. And anybody who wants to can make a dex check to see if you can get a shot off at the last stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah, like blindly squeezing my eyes shut, holding the weapon up, as I think Frank Miller put it when he stopped talking about whores for half a second, like a dead rat, and eyes closed back over my shoulder while yelling. Not even screaming, just yelling. Just a long series of syllables.
Okay.
I will fire a shot off.
Okay.
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask me for a roll.
15 or better.
Oh, okay. Very good. Then, hey, what do you know? I have exactly 15.
Okay.
Then you missed.
I missed.
15 or better. Okay.
Gotcha. I got it.
Thunderstep, I'm sorry. I forgot your character's name.
Dunk Leostius. Dunk.
Okay.
You got dunk, son.
All right. Dunk's shot misses and hits a pipe, causing steam to burst.
Yay.
In the hallway or on top of us?
In the tunnel where you are, on top of you. Over the roar of the steam, the PA speakers crackled to life. The same heartless voice gloats. Too late, rebel scum. We found your escape craft and destroyed it. There's no point to continuing this senseless game of hide and seek.
Can I shoot the speaker?
Surrender and face your destiny. You certainly can. Let me deal with Andorian's shot first, since that really happened about the same time as the pipe burst. You hit the guy, roll for... I'm going to say that's the same roll. I don't know whether you're supposed to roll once to see if you got the shot off in time and the other time. That seems really stupid to me, so I'm using GM fiat and saying your roll counts.
Works for me.
So go ahead and roll for damage on your blaster.
Got some halfway decent blasters here. That's a 14 total.
Okay. Let's see. Next time I decide, I don't need to make separate character cards. Somebody shoot me in the friggin' head.
All right.
Because here I
that
am.
That does cost $20,000.
Really, to put a hit out on myself, it costs
$20,000. It depends on which service you use.
Well, dude, I mean, like, I got operating costs to consider. I got overhead. I got to do my 401k. Then there's dental. That's not cheap.
And then he's got to pay me half of everything he has.
Exactly. I got a fucking agent, and he's good, but he takes a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay. So, damage?
I'm working on it. This was dumb. I'm having to flip back and forth to get...
It's all good, brother. Do what you gotta do.
There it is.
We're here with you.
Okay.
So take your time, sir.
It's 3D for purposes of damage, not 4D, so put that one away. And he rolls a horrible, horrible... Oh, wait. Okay. Yes, he rolled a... He rolled a 9, so he falls down. Meanwhile, the thing burst and the PA thing went off. So, yeah, the steam has caused everything to be, well, very difficult to see. You wanted to shoot the speaker. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to make you...
Yeah, just spin a yum-yum and let's get it all.
Roll for that. You don't have yum-yums in this.
Ah, damn. They should have added that.
You shoot the speaker.
Yay, sound effects.
And
yeah, more conversation anyway.
That's right, damn it.
Thank you.
Good job, follow me.
At least we don't have to listen to that annoying idiot anymore.
They've got a spaceship somewhere around here. Even if they destroyed us, someone's got a spaceship on this.
We'll just take this ship over.
This isn't a ship.
This is a mine.
Oh, okay, well, we'll find a spaceship.
But they've got a ship somewhere here, yeah.
Exactly. If they have a ship, I can fly it.
Okay,
do it.
I will do it once we find it.
Right, you do that.
Okay. Do you still have more grenades?
You scare me a lot.
Do you have more grenades?
I've got four of them, baby.
I have several. I have grenades as well.
Okay, and while you guys are having this conversation, the two other troopers had circled around and fire at you. So there are two stormtroopers that just jumped out. They're closer to you than these other ones. They get a couple shots off. Okay, I don't need to take more. Oh, you know what? I will do that. That's the old Savage Worlds way of doing it. Take all the dice at once and roll.
When does initiative start?
I will do it.
It'll start after this round. But lately, the way you guys are getting... Okay, let's see. Uh-oh. One hit. Who were they firing at? I forgot to establish that.
Just roll four-sided and...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I'll be one.
I have to break that die out. They both hit, unfortunately. So, where's my trusty four-sided? There's one. I'll take it. Magnus is one. Andorian is two. Ferris is three. And Dunk is four. Okay, one hit Dunk, and the other hit Magnus. All right, so they are rolling damage. I believe their rifles do 4D.
Don't we get to dodge?
Oh, well, you didn't say you were going to dodge.
They didn't say they were going to fire at me either.
Okay, fine, roll your
dodge.
What
do we roll to avoid the damage?
Active dodging gives up your next action, right?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. Active dodging does. If you're just doing what is a passive dodge, that's a reaction skill.
Okay, if I don't dodge, what do I roll to counter their attack?
You're well, sucked.
That is how you
roll their damage, and then
and
I
then you roll your strength
to fight that damage.
Right.
Yeah, to soak it up.
That's what I was asking.
Okay. All right.
Then I'm going to take the damage, I guess. I'll roll my strength.
All right. What is your strength roll?
I'm rolling it. Give me a second.
I'm sorry. I was counting.
10.
Okay. You fall to the ground, clutching your arm. You are officially wounded. Going for dunk.
I would like to actively dodge.
Okay.
If I can.
You're actively dodging or passively? If you're actively dodging, that means you're doing nothing this round except dodging.
That's fine. I'm hitting the deck.
Okay.
Wait. So this round is almost over, though. We're going to go to the next round, right? Or do they lose their action in the next round?
I'll lose my action next round. I don't care. I want to dodge. I do not want to get hit, preferably.
That's a good point, which I hadn't considered in the rules. I don't think specify, so I need to make a ruling real quick. Because, yeah, if you're surprised and they get the shot off, you don't get to respond. You just start the next round with initiative. So, yeah, I would say, actually, active dodging wouldn't be possible on a surprise round, but you can dodge as a reaction. So,
okay.
The difference being, actively dodging, you add your result to the difficulty number to hit. If you are just dodging as a reaction, you replace the difficulty with your roll.
Okay.
Which means all you right. can sometimes make it worse. Because
oh, shit. Well.
You zig when you should have zagged.
Exactly.
Well, it can't hurt to try.
No, it can't.
All right, let me go ahead and roll.
Go ahead and roll your
beautiful bean footage.
That's 11.
Okay, he missed. You barely dodged out of the way. He had rolled a 10, so it's very close. I mean, you like just, like maybe you were starting to stand up, or no, you were already standing. You like go to turn to talk to Andorian, and as you turn, the bolt hits right where your body was a split second ago. All right, now let's roll some initiative.
That's just dexterity, correct?
Yes. Yep.
16.
Okay.
10.
Ha! 8.
13. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a 15, because my dodge is 3 die plus 2. And I didn't add the plus 2 in, so I'm at 15. Sorry.
Okay, keep that handy, all of you. Okay, one rolled a 2, and the other rolled 3. The two stormtroopers are dead last.
Dead last.
And they probably will be dead at last. All right, Ferris, what you doing?
Son of a nerf must pay. And I'm just storming towards the first stormtrooper I see, just blasting with the heavy blaster.
Okay.
Thank you, Growl Pliskin.
Thank you. No problem. Goodness. That is a 24.
You don't holy do that. Shit. It's a decision segment.
Yep.
Yeah. A declaration segment.
But you can keep that roll. Okay. All right, Magnus, what are you doing?
Are they on opposite sides, like 3 on one side, 2 on the other?
Well, there are only 3. There are only 2 of them. One's on each side, yes. They were circling around to get closer to you, so yeah.
I have one in front of me and one behind me, is what you're saying.
They could be one on the left or one on the right, but if you're turning a certain... I'll let you have it, yeah.
The one that hit me? Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
That came from behind, I'll say, since you...
I'm turning around and going charging at that guy.
Okay. All right, Dunk, what you doing?
I'm going to return fire, son of a... Goddamn nerfing mammals!
Son of a nerf must pay?
Yeah. Nerf-hurting mammals!
Okay, which one are you shooting at? Or are you taking multiple actions and shooting at both?
I'm... What the hell? I'll try shooting at both.
All right,
I'll probably miss.
Okay, so that's going to be minus 1D. And let's... Andorian, what are you doing?
These guys are in view, right?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me that the steam is clouding things, so I will say they're kind of in view, but it's difficult to see. To put it into perspective, you get a plus 5 difficulty due to steam.
Gotcha. And Magnus is pretty much directly between them.
Yes.
Then I'm with trembling hand and shaking blaster, trying to focus on the one on the left, trying to get a clear shot. Squinting, peering through the steam, aiming.
Okay, you're aiming this round. All right, you may not have anything to aim at by the time next round occurs. But...
That's fine.
All right, and they are, one is firing at, actually, yeah, one is firing at Magnus, and the other is firing at Ferris, because they're both being charged. Okay, so now I hate this, by the way. I'm not used to this declaring everything, and then I got to remember everything everybody said so I can resolve it.
Then skip it. I don't see what the declaration then acting adds to this.
I think it's because they don't want you to act on actions that haven't occurred. Like, oh, well, he fell. Now I'm react. Like, I kind of get it where if everything is supposed to be happening basically simultaneously in a round, then if somebody gets hit and is out of... Well, that doesn't make any sense anyway, because they're going to be out of action regardless. Because, never mind.
All
right.
It's all good.
All right, so you rolled a 24. That way hits. So I'll go ahead and roll damage for that.
20.
Jesus Christ.
Oof. Holy.
I know.
I'm a bounty. I'm built for killing.
You certainly are, and you did. He's out. All right, Magnus, now you are wounded, so that makes your minus 1d as it is. Go ahead and make your melee charge roll.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So I lose a d. Okay, gotcha.
Unfortunately, yes.
No problem. I'm kind of good at this, at least. 11.
Okay. Oh, you did not. Oh, yeah, you did, because with melee, the difficulty is like 5. You hit. It was a near miss because you can't really see much very well, so you're blindly swinging, but you did manage to bang, hit armor.
What did we decide the damage was for my staff?
I believe we said strength plus 2d.
Okay, and I'm minus 1 because of the wound.
Yes.
Gotcha. I got this.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't affect damage, but it does because your strength factors. Oh, God, you're probably not going to have a problem, though. That was a horrible roll.
13.
Yep, he's down. You clocked him. He falls to the ground, and that's it. That was quick.
He has a hand blaster, or is it rifle blaster?
Rifle. They all have blaster rifles.
I'm taking one.
Ah, okay. Far below, a massive explosion sounds, rumbling the floor as it begins to quiver. Dust and crumbling rock rain down from the ceiling and walls all along the tunnel. Then silence returns, and the falling stops, leaving the air thick with tension. Of course, the firefight couldn't have had anything to do with that, but the smell of ozone is thick in the air. Dio chirps softly and then continues...
I didn't throw a grenade on that one.
No, you did not. Then continues on into the darkness of Mesa 291.
I'm following the droid, jumping at every little noise, real or imagined. Arm straight out in front of me, blaster held out, finger just right on the trigger.
I'm keeping an ear out, an eye out, to make sure we don't get jumped again.
Okay. As you're going down the tunnels, you do hear the occasional explosions from far below, and of course there's the hissing and spattering of sparks and electric cables. You also notice, as you're going through here, there are all kinds of supplies and things like hydro spanners and just everything you would think to find in a mining establishment scattered around the place.
If there's a tool belt or anything like that, I'm definitely going to snag it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any pitons?
You don't.
Pitons, you know, you shove them in the doors and walk.
Oh, okay.
Like a railroad spike.
Yeah, there's some there.
I figured being a mine, maybe there would be some.
Yeah.
How many do I get?
4.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And about that point, you come upon a computer terminal with a built-in PA speaker and control panel.
Anyone, decent with these computers? Maybe it'll show where ships are.
I can try it. Dio, is that thing locked? All right, thanks.
You speak droid?
What? No. And what would it be to operate this thing? Maybe try to crack into whatever system it's got. I'm just going to fire it up and see what I can do.
Okay.
If you have computer programming under technical.
Yeah, either technical or computer programming, whichever you have. Oh, well, you always have technical, but you know what I mean.
All right.
While he's doing that, can I address my wound?
Yes.
I'm going to tear some of Josh's shirt off so I can wrap my wound.
Josh, a terrifying hand, reaches out of a hole in reality. Grant Miller's The Game.
I have to borrow this, sorry.
No,
I can't mess my robes up.
Well, that is the furthest thing from sterile you're going to find in this.
That's okay.
Well, blaster wounds cauterize. That's why you never see blood in
I just say, that shirt has been between me and my armor for several weeks.
So I'm not bleeding.
It is not at all.
Oh, then screw it. Okay. How do I get rid of that wound status?
I'm trying to see if you have any... It does not look like any bucket.
I did not take medicine, but I do have technical. I went to Jedi school.
Yes, I was trying to see if there were any med packs.
Ah, gotcha.
And it does not look like there were.
I have none written on my sheet.
Does anybody have any med packs?
Nope.
Damn it.
No, wait, yes. Yes, I do. I have two. Now I have one as I give you this other one here.
Okay.
Because we are compadres.
I thank you, my friend.
And damn it, I didn't. Now you make me look up the healing rules. Son of a.
Okay. I'm not going to play the whole session damaged if I can avoid it. I can look up the healing rules.
Okay, yeah. If you could look up the healing rules, that'd be great.
I'm keeping Overwatch just to make sure we don't get any troopers dropping on us again. I think Al made his roll.
Yeah, I got a 12 over here.
You cannot make heads or tails of the. It's an old computer system. And it's.
This is all old code. It just doesn't check out. I can't make heads or tails of this. RO?
You want me to take a look at it?
Sure. Okay, yeah, great. I'm going to lean up against the wall, and I'm totally wiping the sweat from my brow with the muzzle of the blaster.
I normally work on starships, so I don't know how good this is going to be, but what the hell, I'll give it a shot.
He can't use it on me.
How did I get here?
It says he has to be trained in medicine.
Oh, okay.
All right, I rolled a 14 for, I'm assuming, technical computer programming repair.
Yeah,
14.
Okay,
computer programming. Droid repair.
He went to DeVry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're having the same problem he is. It's too antiquated and you're not...
Damn antiquated piece of...
Hey, Dio, you got one of those, like, extendable computer majigs so you might be able to hack into this thing?
He goes up to it. And it does not look like this particular computer terminal has a droid input thing.
Darn thing runs on punch cards. All right.
Thing's older than you.
You couldn't figure out how to operate it, but it looks like, just from what you were able to discern, it looks like it's mainly for controlling the PA system.
Really?
Yes.
Guys, we got to get out of here. We got to see if we can find that ship.
Yes. I will lead.
Yes, I want to stay in the tunnel for a... Yes, of course we need to get out of here.
Okay.
Get out of here.
All right.
Dio, I start running in the opposite direction.
All right. Well, Dio, find the ship.
You're running in the opposite direction?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Dio, like...
I'm waiting for...
Dio's, like, head begins to spin, and his eye moves toward you and comes as close as any astromech droid could come to giving you an incredulous expression. And he turns and runs the way he was going, pointing one of his legs at you, beckoning you to follow.
No. The force is stronger this way.
And making...
No.
Making droid fart noises in your general direction.
Don't need to get rude, Dio.
We'll follow you. We're coming.
Following.
Well, no, they were directed at Mr. I'm running in the opposite direction over there.
Crazy mammals.
The tunnel is blocked by a heavy blast door.
I told you.
You're the Jedi. Do your Jedi stuff.
There is a computer pad here.
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to spin a yum-yum. No, I'm joking.
This one does have
the door.
Just to letting you know, there is an input on this one for a.
Okay. It's a newer system.
Yes.
All right.
Dio, do you want to do your magic?
I've got my gun leveled and ready to blast at whatever horrific thing comes to that door when we open it.
I'm taking one side of the door with my gun.
Okay.
Fool me two or three times.
He plugs himself
out of it and stumbling toward the door to try to look at the security pad or whatever.
Okay.
I'm taking out a grenade.
Andor, pick a side.
He plugs himself into the terminal and...
Oh, Buzz Moy.
Son of a...
Everybody stand back. Is he fried?
He's sparking.
Is he okay?
No, he's shocked.
Andy, you want to take a crack at this? I would not stick anything in there.
Well, do you want to pull him away?
Oh, I thought I... Sorry, in my head, he shot back across the hallway and slapped to the wall.
Smoke.
Yeah, yeah, like R2. Okay.
Like R2.
Yeah, I will, like, give him a rubber-soled boot to the chassis and shove him away.
I'll give him a quick once-over.
Other than grumbling...
Why don't you guys step back?
Other than grumbling...
It could be a sparing door. I don't really want to blast it if we don't have to. It's my opinion on that matter.
I'm not going to blast it.
No, don't blast it.
Yeah, other than grumbling...
I'm not going to use a blaster.
Annoyedly, he seems okay. And the door opens. It swooshes open in a shower of sparks as it drags along its tracks.
I scream and start firing.
And an instant later, the ceiling of the tunnel ahead erupts into a raging inferno. As a wave of intense heat blasts out, you hear stormtroopers calling to each other not far behind you.
I backpedal, firing at the flames as if I could kill them.
The floor of the tunnel ahead is clear, but heating up quickly. To navigate under the flames, you must crawl across the rough stone floor.
Somebody's going to have to do something for poor here.
There's fire shooting down from the ceiling. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. The only other exit is blocked by a cave-in, and Dio decides under the flames is the only way, so the fire is about a half meter over his head. He just goes through.
Fine, okay. I get down on hands and knees and go after the robot.
Okay, make a stamina roll.
You said we have stormtroopers behind us, right?
Yes, but they're not in sight yet. You just hear them behind you.
Where's stamina?
Because I'm not going.
It's under.
There it is.
Because I'm not going blow by blow every time. Like you guys, when we come upon you, you've been walking down the tunnel for quite some. This is a huge, you know.
Yeah, and you're walking.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm not doing that shit because I hate when other game masters do it. So yes.
And you're walking. Yeah. And a dragon jumps out.
Exactly.
And he's scary. It's gonna get you.
It's crazy scary.
Thank you.
Roll initiative.
I got a 10.
Perfect. Okay, you are able to withstand the heat.
You can do this. Snap out of it. I got your back. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Do you need help?
If the fish and berserker crawl under the fire.
Screaming a battle cry, do the fastest duck walk the galaxy has ever seen.
Okay.
Low and tight. Come on, Edward. You can do it.
He's gonna have.
What am I rolling?
He's gonna have. You're rolling stamina, which I believe is under strength. Is it?
Strength.
It is, yes. Under strength.
Holy shit, Antorian!
What did you roll?
Double sixes, motherfucker. 14.
Okay, well that's perfect for how you described his. Because he does. He just goes shoom right under the. That's awesome. Okay.
Oh, God, I'm dying over here.
I'm going to dive after my military crawl.
Okay. Okay, stamina roll for you as well.
Watch me get snake eyes on.
Yeah. God, that would be... Yeah, the military guy.
16.
Okay, yeah, you have no problem making it through. When you guys reach the other end of the corridor...
Wait, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, you haven't gone yet. I thought you had. Okay, I'm sorry.
How far away are the voices from the stormtroopers? Estimate. I can use a skill if you want. I don't care.
They're approaching.
So I think they're a minute away, half a minute away.
Probably about maybe a minute away, maybe 30 seconds. It's hard to tell. It's especially because they're competing now with the roar of the fire, so it's really hard to get a good beat on exactly...
Bad acoustics in this place.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all reverb and... Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to wait 45 seconds and pull the pin.
Okay.
On the grenade, and then I'm going to roll it towards the direction of the voices, and then I'm going to baseball slide underneath that thing.
Okay.
And if I can't baseball slide all the way, then I start rolling, like, stop.
No, you'll be good, dude. Just hold down the left mouse to sprint and then press spacebar to the last button.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, roll your stamina, please.
Oh, God. How much damage do I take?
Oh, no.
I rolled a 1, a 1, a 1, and a 2.
Oh,
my God.
Goodness gracious.
Dang.
Okay. I got a 5.
Is there some way to re-roll stuff in this?
No. In later editions, there are character points that you can spend to give you an extra die.
What do force points do?
Force points double your attributes and skills for one round. So you can either use them all in one big climactic action, or you can do a lot of things without having to worry so much about, oh my god, I got penalty. You guys see behind you that Magnus is succumbing to the heat. He is... he's not moving. He's.
Like, I will try and use my rope and hook and snag him by lapels.
Okay.
Or did I go to incapacitated or to mortally wounded?
I'm not making you take actual damage from this.
Just passed out.
Exhaustion.
Yeah, exactly. So go ahead and make a strength roll, Ferris.
Strength?
Yes.
Well, that's not ideal, but it's 10.
Perfect. There's a little huffing and puffing and blowing houses down, but you managed to drag him the rest of the way through.
Get down, honey.
Get down and get funky.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mute.
The other end of the corridor is blocked by another blast door, and Dio takes one look at it, and he's like, I can't do the droid beep thing very well, but the emotion is clearly there, ain't no way in hell, and he's backing away from it.
Meta, is anyone actually trained in computer programming, or are we just going off technical?
I'm just going off technical, I put most of my stuff in.
I'm going off technical, I've got some B&E training, but that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm dragging Magnus here by whatever handhold he has toward the door.
Oh, no!
What?
Yeah.
It's the grenade.
Oh, Oh, okay. I thought Magnus exploded or something.
Sir, the Earthman has a light grenade for a head.
Oh, God.
Okay. The grenade from before. Okay, yes. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And the ground begins to quiver and shake, which is redundant.
They're slightly different things.
Okay. And it sounds like there might be a cave-in imminent from the force of that explosion.
We may need to calm down on the grenades.
Yeah.
Having thrown a thermal detonator earlier today, I understand.
Come on, Magnus. You gotta wake up. We gotta get out of here.
All right, what are you doing? Come on.
Okay. I'm
dragging Magnus toward the door,
and I'm looking up at this thing. Computer terminal, and since the droid's not gonna do it, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Uppity droid.
All right, technical or computer programming?
You got it. Technical. It is 13.
Oh, you almost get it, and then access denied flashes across. Do they even have screen? I don't.
They got screens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Son of a. And around you, debris begins to fall.
Somebody else want to try a hack at this thing?
I'm unconscious, so no.
I'm just trying to wake Magnus up.
Can I try again, or
you
would
wake,
it...
You wake him up. Yeah, go ahead and try it again, and feel free to use a force point if you wish.
Yeah, that's it. Use the force.
Yeah, I wake up and immediately
not how the force works.
My staff up to his throat. What are you doing?
I back up. Oh, thank goodness you're okay.
Come on. Gotta open the blast 16. Door. What?
16.
Okay. The blast door opens.
Right.
Let's move it, people.
Hey, come on. Want to be bossed around like that?
And we all
run
in standing upright.
Yes. No. You are all standing upright, and you rush to the door just as the tunnel behind you collapses.
Let him try and dig through that.
Okay.
The speakers in the tunnel switch on yet again, and they're now familiar.
I shoot it. I don't even want to hear it. I shoot it.
Okay. Rebels,
they could have been surrendering.
Rebels, I grow weary of this.
And I choose to surrender. Nah, that's probably not. Probably not really true.
Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt it.
And you hear as this speaker explodes and sparks in speakers around the tunnel, like off in the distance. You hear, so it sounds something like this. Rebels, I grow weary. After 30 minutes, surrender your weapons, throw them down, and surrender. After that, I will seal every entrance to this mine and watch you cheerfully as it collapses in upon itself with you trapped inside.
Hurrying.
He sounds scared, doesn't he?
Well, no, I'm trying to do a distant voice, you see.
I know, but it sounds scared to me.
Doppler effect, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Where can we find this guy?
I'm hurrying down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, down the tunnel.
I'm limping down the tunnel.
I am following Dio.
Dio, if Magnus
is limping, I am 100% going to throw an arm around and try to get my shoulder under your arm to help you out.
I'll take it.
Okay. Dio, he looks from one of you to another with his infrared receptor and then heads for the main shaft.
I go running after him.
All right. Everybody's okay. The final few meters of the main tunnel end at a huge, ominous hole 20 meters wide. No railing or wall guards this pit. The crumbling edge of the Formax floor just drops away into one of the deepest man-made holes in the galaxy. Gusts of smoky wind rise up from the depths, released from raging flames 10 or 20 levels down. Noises, too, drift up. Humming power cables, bursts of steam, electric sizzles and sparks. Groaning steel beams, crackling fires, and booming explosions. Flickering orange, red, and yellow lights from the fires cast strange shadows on the shaft's walls and ceiling. Cables hang from winches down into the shaft along the side nearest. A broken winch and frayed cables hang on the opposite side. Pipes, cables, ropes, wires, vents, and grills of all kinds cover the smooth walls of the main shaft. If it's got grills and vents, that doesn't seem very... Never mind. Cargo...
It's very Star Wars.
Cargo nets sway over the chasm from large clips and spikes in the walls. A ledge completely surrounds the hole. This is the main shaft of Mesa 291. It plunges down kilometer after kilometer into the depths of Bothan's planet.
Oh, no. That's it?
That's about the same reaction Dio has as he approaches. He's very excited to see it, and then he realizes it's like something dawns on him, and he backs away real quick.
Yeah. The chef's one bad.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah, just talking about this here chef.
Well, someone dug it.
And it doesn't go up any, it's just down.
Yeah, is there anything on the other end, side of the shaft? Or
Every 20 meters, the shaft cuts through another level of the mine. So other than that, so you can like go,
Are there any above us?
Or is there anything across from us?
Yeah, go up?
There are across from you, yes, there's a...
Can you draw me a map?
There is a map, but I don't...
The big question that I have, Dio, is the ship that we're looking for on the other side of the hole?
Hope so, because there's nothing but rubble and caving behind us.
Exactly.
Okay, he said...
One bleep for yes, two bleeps for no. Is the ship on the other side of the hole?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, great.
Follow the ledge, let's go.
Okay, so there's a ledge going around the edge of the shaft?
Like completely goes around it sounded like.
Okay, yeah. And there's a further corridor on the other side? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Oh yeah. Around the ledge, towards that corridor. Standard Imperial safety procedures, which means there's no handrails. I'm sure that won't cause any trouble in the future for the Empire. So hug a wall and.
He goes very, very, very tentatively to the edge of the shaft, and one of his legs. What's the opposite of retract? Anyway, it comes out.
Extends.
Thank you. Good God. I got too many things in my brain right now. All vying.
It's all
through.
Good, brother.
And points. Downward.
Told you, stay away from that dark competition. One thing stuck in my mind. Anyway.
So the little fellow wants us to go down?
No, I think it looks. It looks kind of like it might be kind of wobbly. This.
I didn't get it.
Did you? Okay, he said when you asked that question, he goes
one bleep for yes.
I don't think we have a choice. Down.
All right. How far across is
don't
the shaft?
Don't say that.
Where's the elevator?
Down there.
How far across is the shaft?
The shaft is, I believe, big ass description here.
Okay, from 20 meters. Side of the 20 meters from one side of the shaft to the other.
Yeah.
That's like 60 feet.
Moderately.
Oh, you have a jetpack.
Oh yeah, so long, suckers.
I thought you were building up to something with your jetpack.
I was gonna like. Luke Skywalker swing across, but you're right, I got a fucking jetpack.
The hole is 20 meters wide.
Okay, but actually, now that you mention okay.
Well,
so,
that's great for you.
Yeah, well, I got all this rope here, see? Because I'm 50 years old. I learned you never have too much rope in any operation.
That's true, you do have the ropes that...
In my 40 years of being a bounty hunter, never said, I wish I didn't have all this rope. And they laughed.
Right.
Guess
I
what?
I knew They're I needed it if
now.
I hadn't got it.
They're all dead now. Not you so guys. You guys know the value of rope. Here.
Let's anchor the rope on this side. You fly across the other side.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
All right, you hold. And Donk, you hold this.
Got it.
You guys
got
do
it.
Okay. Yeah, you okay. guys do have the grappling hooks that can snap together, so you do have that going for you.
And I will jetpack over to the other side.
Okay. I don't know whether it's bad GMing to bring this up or not, but what are you guys going to do about the droid?
We'll leave him.
I figured the bounty hunter had a plan.
We'll tie him to the end of it, and we'll just swing him over at the very end.
Didn't R2 have rockets? Wasn't he able to fly?
He sometimes.
This version probably doesn't.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Cover our escape.
We'll tie him off at the end. Here, tie it down here. You tie it around the third leg here.
But before you do that, are you climbing down to the... Or how are you getting down to the lower level? Or are you crossing first and then going down to the lower level?
So there's a passageway directly across from us on this level? Yes? No?
Okay, so we need to get to the opening on the other side of the hole on the lower level, is what you're saying.
That's what he's saying, yes.
That's what Dio... Okay, very good.
So just fly down at an angle, and we can use it as a zipline.
And then everyone's zipline down, that's right. Yeah, great. I love it. That's what I'm doing. Flying down, tying off the rope across the way.
Okay.
So who's going to get the droid across?
I'll carry the droid when I zip down or something.
He's like 200 kilograms. Okay.
I haven't skipped leg day.
Okay.
So
We can use some of this junk, and we can get one of the nets, and we can rig like a bag for him.
Oh, that's right. There's all these cargo nets up here. Never
there's
mind.
Cargo nets. There's
a lot smarter.
All right, here's some cargo nets.
Yes, I described This is why you listen when the game master is reading big blocks of text. You have to pay attention.
I'm sorry.
My character's just having a kind of a problem with all of this. All
right. So we will use the cargo netting and whatnot to zip up a little basket for, well, hell, anyone, really, who wants to go in this. We'll set up a little rope and pulley and a cargo net basket system using all
there
this
we go.
Rope.
Okay. All right, let's go.
And I'll fly down to the lower level to get it all secure here, and then...
Okay.
Hey!
Yay.
Escape room.
Where I come from, we used to just call those rooms.
I find any room can be an escape room if you keep the right company.
And the keys.
The nets are very frayed and old and deteriorating. You're not sure they'll be able to hold him.
Right. Well,
you did say nets plural, right?
Well, there are nets all along the... Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll triple up on the nets.
There you go.
Okay.
If one won't hold him, multiple should be able to hold the weight. That's why you double bag groceries and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Double bagging does not increase safety.
Groceries is exactly what I was thinking when you said double bagging, yes.
So just so I'm clear, you're crossing first and then going down to the second level after?
I am taking the hypotenuse down from this level.
Gotcha.
Down from where we're at to the level below and across. Doing a direct closest.
Setting up.
Yeah, shortest distance between 2 points.
Okay.
And we're setting up a zip line.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to make roll to set it up because I can't really
good,
see.
Not glad because my tech skills are not good.
Well, maybe I should know.
That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. I'm not. It's not a. It's. I'm saying it's a 10.
I was going to say, would this be more mechanical? Because this is.
Yeah, I think it's more mechanical.
Yeah, I would say
so. It's mechanical.
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 Yeah.
Mechanical.
I would say
so. Mechanical.
Thank you.
I only got an 8. Sorry, guys.
Oh, crap. Okay,
hey,
well.
I'm not the one that died.
I'm not either.
Okay, attempt to tie the thing off. You're having trouble finding something to tie it to. You thought you found something, and the rope wasn't...
Give me one of those... Toss me one of those pythons you got!
You mean piton?
Why don't you just come back and get it? That way, if you don't catch it, it doesn't go down the shaft.
We got plenty of metal up here. That's
well, it's sharp-ended. Would you like me to throw it like a dagger?
No, just like give it a nice little soft underhand toss. Come on.
60 feet.
Yeah, down. Lee. Come on.
Okay. He wants one. I'll send him one. I'll toss it.
Okay, do you have a throw skill?
There's no throw skill on here.
Okay, then that would be dexterity.
Use the force.
Okay, and I'm minus one die because
of your wound, yes.
Wound. Yeah, but I remember. I don't forget.
I might have, so I'm glad you remembered.
You could throw it like a grenade. That's under dexterity.
I got an 11.
Oh.
9 plus 2.
Oh! You reach for it and grasp frustratedly at air as it sails down into the pit.
Son of a biff.
I got 3 all more. Right. Ready?
Nope, I'm flying up there. Hold on.
I told you.
Well, yeah, well, you know.
My throw was good. You just didn't catch it.
I'll let that slide for now. All right.
How many you want?
I will take 2 of these.
That'd be 10 credits each.
For the love of Mike.
Around
us. Fine. Take the 2.
I'll fly back, and I will pound them into the walls or a crack or somewhere where I can tie off the rope.
Okay. All right, that works.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
All right.
Who's going to attempt this?
All right, little buddy, there you go.
Yeah, I'll let the droid go first.
I was...
I
will go first.
If we all go first, how's the droid going to get over?
I already said I was saying I had him already hooked up.
Yeah, you
we
got
to
okay,
test
so,
it to see if it can hold his weight.
Oh, I wish I could do that R2 scream. I sound like a sick dinosaur.
Well, that's what R.O. sounds like.
That's kind of what he sounds like, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so as he sails down the zip line, he makes that noise and crashes unceremoniously on the other side of the shaft, which makes a resounding...
I look down where he is. I look back up to my friends, cup my hands. All right, it's good.
There they are.
Oh shit. I'll slide down.
Boy. This guy's need better dialogue.
And shots ring out from the side tunnels on level 1. Okay.
Got you covered. Zap, zap.
Okay, what do I need to roll to go down the rope? Or can I just go down the rope?
We are going to roll initiative.
Shit.
And don't worry, you are still going to... You can still zip across. It's just happening simultaneously because, you know...
Your face is happening simultaneously.
Yes, it is.
I didn't get to make a joke about someone's mother in this, the largest man-made hole.
God, do they really expect you to roll a separate initiative for every jam?
Yes. Oh. All right. It's almost as though improvements in game technology have been made over the past 30
years. 30 years, yeah.
They ought to change this. Oh, wait. Numerous times. I got a 17 over here.
13 for me.
Okay.
11.
A humble 8.
Well, thank you guys for giving me your answers in descending order. That was actually kind of cool.
I figured that's how we set that up.
We're not newbies.
We're not barbarians.
And I'm pretty sure because these stormtroopers have 1d of dex when their armor's on.
Imperial stormtroopers. So precise.
Well, they're better with their blaster is enhanced, but as far as straight dex, you know what? I'm not doing this. Screw it. All right, fine. Yes. All right. What was?
That's your own call, man.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to
do. How many stormtroopers do you have to roll for?
Well, this is meta knowledge. You characters don't.
36.
No, it's only 12, but still, 12.
Only 12.
12, for God's sake.
Just make them all. They got 1d6, right?
Yep.
So roll 12.
Make them all 4 and call it even.
Yeah.
Make them what?
Roll 1d6, and that's their initiative.
All right, fine. Okay. Well, it's. They got a 5, so I think that's still below any of you guys, so they're still going.
Yep, we all go first.
Okay. Yep. All right. I would like to interrupt this game session for a quick little mini rant. All this talk they've had about how the initiative system is cumbersome and how things need to change, and they probably did change over the next 30 years of tech. There is no damn initiative system in first edition Star Wars. There's not. I just played it recently. I can tell you for a fact. I don't know where in the hell I got the idea that there was, because there ain't. There isn't. There's not. None. You can look through the book. There are, in subsequent editions, there are initiative rules. And I think that's where I got the idea. But if I had actually done my diligence as a game master and read the fucking rules in the first place, I would have known that there is clearly and obviously no initiative system. It's all done through narrative and common sense. It's very much a game a little bit ahead of its time in that respect. And I really wish that I had known that, because this encounter with the zipline would have been so much more kick-ass had I just gone with my gut and narrated it the way, you know, where people are acting in the order that makes sense, as opposed to trying to figure out some random-ass order. It just makes me mad. But you know what? It is what it is. I didn't edit it out because I just wanted this to be presented in what we had. For those who are considering playing the Star Wars game and listening to us bitch about the initiative rules, there are no initiative rules. That was something that I thought there was, didn't bother to check on, and just went with. And this is why you need to read the rules, at least the basics of the rules, before you play. So there, rant over, back to our story.
Which level are they on, mine or his?
Ain't nobody.
They are on level 1, so that would be yours.
In front of us or behind us?
To the sides of us.
There is one more person who needs to roll initiative. Hang on a second. Yeah, they're to the sides.
So they're going to be sliding through a hail of crossfire. It's exciting.
Awesome.
Space adventure.
Yep.
So the John Williams theme picks up.
Yep, yes it is. And if I had... okay, that's 12.
Nope, not that one.
18. What was the... Okay, Ferris, what did you roll?
17.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, God. Darth Vader's here.
Oh, I found the rebels for you, Lord Vader.
You hear the guy's voice that you've been listening to on the PA, and he's around here somewhere, but you can't pinpoint his exact location. We have you trapped now, rebel scum! Surrender! And he fires a couple shots. Now, who is currently on the zip line? I'm still up there.
I believe it is the robot.
The robot crashed already.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the three of us.
I don't think anyone's on the zip line.
Jetpack boy was down below.
Yep. Okay, so he's down below.
Selling us out, probably.
I got my team superhero.
It's my favorite Toad the Wet Sprocket song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got to keep all this shit straight in my head. Okay. So he's down below. Dio's down below.
I was next.
Oh, you were next. Okay. So So he sees you. So that shot is going to be at you. I'm just going to roll these as they happen, because this. Declaring, that's another one of those things where, you know what, they changed it for a reason.
That is not something I miss from Old World of Darkness either.
Yeah, okay.
Or DC Heroes or anything, yeah.
Or didn't M-Force or do that anything. In the original?
God, no.
Well, I know they didn't really have initiative. I thought still everybody declared their actions and then he resolved them.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of, but that's...
Which is basically what they're doing here, but I don't...
The like... thing we usually used to do is like, 1, 2, 3, point who you're shooting at. I got Jetpack Boys down below in my head now. I hate when I get songs that don't exist stuck in my head. I had that problem with Mr. Disco for like a week.
Oh, God, yes. I still think about Mr. Disco.
Hey, Mr. Disco. Disco. Hey, Mr. Disco. Hey, Mr. Disco.
I still sometimes will be like,
but that's okay.
Like, yeah, that was... This week, I managed to puncture the tip of my thumb with a piece of folding metal, gash a 1-inch gash in my index finger with a drawer, burn a like 1/2-inch section of skin, basically just clean off my other thumb, and then burn the other fingers immediately after burning
what
my thumb,
the hell?
Although much more lightly.
And what did you have to say to that?
First, I burned my thumb because I had the silicone pad and I was trying to grab the oven rack and it just wasn't covering my thumb. So, you know, I was like, son of a... Like, cool that down. And then I go to, like, move the oven door out of the way with my bare fucking hand.
You know, they make gloves that will help you with that.
I know they do.
I have them, so I grow a lot.
Oh, God. And that one, I just held it up, and I'm like, that's okay. Oh, Jesus. It's just an amazing week.
All right. You can try dodging, but you're going to be at -1D to dodge, because you're trying to dodge while zipping on a zip line.
Shouldn't he get a negative for trying to hit a moving target?
I'm assuming we're always moving targets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm just...
That's why you shoot people in their sleep.
He has the roll 15 or over to hit you, so it's not exactly a simple shot anyway.
Well, apparently he did it. Okay, they're on the upper level, and I'm sliding down to the lower level, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, yeah, I'll just do the dodge then.
Okay.
That's an 8 total.
Oh, he definitely hit you.
Nice knowing you.
Unless yep. You're...
Okay, let's see his
it
damage.
Hurts.
It's going to be 40. Go ahead and make a strength roll.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
I got a 13 total.
Okay, you are only stunned, but unfortunately that is enough to knock you... Oh, shit! Okay.
Again! Oh, well.
If you're stunned, can you speak?
Wilhelm scream all the way down.
Oh, wait, this is Star Wars. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, no...
Curse you, mammals!
What do force points do?
Force points double your attributes and skills for one round.
Can you share your force points?
No. Okay, well, see, here's the problem. He's stunned, and he falls, and when you're stunned, you can't do anything for the rest of the round.
Yep.
Can I use my force point to...
your death.
Could I use my force point?
I thought you already did. Who used...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I have not used a force point.
Okay, I thought
somebody
you used
did,
it.
Though.
Somebody used it to open the blast door, I thought.
No, I never
added that. Oh, you just made
that.
A technical roll, and you got...
I just
okay.
made it, yeah.
Well, then, by God, this would be a good time to use your force point.
So no, this goes okay. to 66, right?
Well, yes.
All right.
And you can, you're falling, but you can overcome your stun and grab onto something.
A shitty roll.
No.
No.
That all of you have way too much emotion in it. It's more like, no.
Where is Padme?
13.
Okay, you grabbed a pipe, and you're swinging on the pipe, and you're only one level down.
Well, that's what we were trying for.
Yes, but you're still in the pit.
I think, like, may have gone a further level down than you intended.
Oh, G.I. okay.
Joe. So, yeah, I'm like...
Hey!
Yeah, I immediately call out, Duncan!
Someone shoot that!
And I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, working on it.
I know what I'm doing, too.
All right.
We're on initiative.
All right, Ferris, what you doing?
Did I see where that shot came from? Where the boss man came from?
Sure, let's say you did.
All right. Level above me or something?
Yep.
All right. Rocket pack getting up there, and I'm going to shoot a bunch of people. Okay. How do multiple attacks work?
For every action after the first, you -1D. That's one reason why I think they do the declaration first, because then you know how many...
That's fine.
So, like, if you're doing 3 things, everything's going to be at -2.
Okay, that's fine.
So, okay.
Awesome. Is there a limit on how many things I can do?
Only as many as... I mean, you want to be able to roll to succeed.
All right, nope, no problem. All right, so
Further question. Can I give him covering fire?
You certainly can.
Awesome.
Or his initiative not till 8.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Oh, okay. I would say you can do that if that's...
But thanks for dropping the dime on me there, sandbagger.
Well, that interferes with my plans at 11.
I would...
Oh, okay. I got you, brother. It's all good. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Okay. I don't need you firing. I need you to pull a pin.
Oh, yes. Let's have this cave in even more.
Anyway. Movement action, flying up to wherever it was.
Okay.
I am spending my force point, which puts my blaster skill up to 12.
Okay. Jesus.
And
okay.
I'm going to be making 6 attacks.
Okay.
Which will be using then 7 dice each. Right. And if I see the guy, the boss, I'm assuming, who's ever in the, the fancy clothes. He's getting
use
the first.
Use video
and
game
then...
rules. Shoot at the one with the biggest hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to say it's 15 to hit the troopers, 20 to hit Barris, because you can't really see. You know where the shot came from, but you can't really see him.
No problem.
So, okay.
Got it. Let's do him first.
Okay.
All right, I got 6 attacks here.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rolling 7 dice, Jesus. 4 each. Statistical average. Using the force to kill everyone. Kill everyone in this goddamn room. That's a lot of ones.
Thank
That's
you.
What it's for.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You missed.
At least we're not playing White Wolf.
Oh, That's no. a 19. Oh.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to clear the room at least of his buddies.
So now you're at 11
dice. We have to wait until... usually it works after everyone else attacks, right? I make my attack, then all the other actions go after.
Yep. So, yeah, we gotta wait.
That's too bad, because that's a lot of sixes. And, man, does overkill? Could I, punch through one of these guys?
Well, no, just save the roll until, because I shouldn't even have had you roll for your second action until after everybody else has done their first. So, just save that roll.
All right, great, because it's shooting a stupid stormtrooper. So, all right, go on, I'm up here.
Okay.
Making a target of myself.
Okay. Dunk, what are you doing?
Actually, I apparently am hanging on a pipe.
Yes, that's right. You're taking your stun thing right now. Okay. Magnus, what are you doing?
Well, I'm going to change my strategy because nobody wants me to throw grenades, and I'm going to charge...
I love the image that he pulled it out, and everyone's like, no!
Yeah! I was going to pull 2 of them out, one in each hand, and have you pull both in, and then I was going to throw both of them.
Hey, man.
But anyway, I'm going to run as fast as I can... to where that shot came from the officer guy, and that's who I'm going after.
Okay, you're not getting on the zip line then.
Oh, no. We got other people up here that need to get on the zip line.
Okay.
I didn't say I wouldn't run back next round.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's going to take out all the stormtroopers, so I don't have to worry about them.
Well, I'm up here with the boss guy.
He's on the same level as the stormtroopers, right?
Ooh, the boss guy? Yes.
And the stormtroopers, and I am, and Dorian is all up here, right? And the way I picture it is Josh's character flew up to this level, and he's in midair, correct?
Yes.
I thought I landed, but...
Oh, okay, then he landed.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, so there's 3 of us on this level right now, 1 hanging on a pipe, and I don't know what happened to the droid. I don't care.
The droid's on level 2. He's
down there. Okay.
Yeah, he made it down.
Yes,
so far, he's the only one who's made it down.
I'm going to charge the leader guy.
Okay. Okay, that's going to be, like I said, you can't actually see him, so that's, you're going off.
How far away is this? I'm going off where the shot came from.
Right. Okay, so I said to him it was a difficulty 20 to hit him, so I'm going to give you that same...
Yeah. He's doing what you're supposed to do and running toward the shooting.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't run away from it in high school.
Yeah.
If he's around the corner, I'm going to turn that corner and try to hit him with my staff.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying it's,
He's running toward the shooting, man.
He's running toward the shooting. Okay.
So I need a 20 on strength or... No, that would be dex.
Yeah.
Melee or parry. Which one?
Melee.
Okay, well, here goes nothing. Never mind. I got a 10.
You charge toward where you think he is, but you can't find him, because there's chaos going on all around you. Okay, so, Andorian, what are you doing?
Duncan's still hanging onto that pipe, right?
Yep.
Okay, Duncan, hang on! I'm looking around for any kind of rope, cable. There's all kinds of tech junk and stuff up here.
Yes, there are.
So right. I'm like scrabbling around trying to find cables, additional rope, anything I can find, even if I can tie it together. The longest BBC rope. I'm going to like just toss that down to him. And I'm totally okay if that takes me X number of actions.
Yeah, that's
absolutely my focus right now.
Okay, that's going to take you at least this round and possibly... Yeah, make a dex roll.
Sure, works for me. Okay, that isn't terrible at a 15.
Okay, so it takes you one round. Most of that time is taken in tying it together, because it's no problem finding a bunch of different ropes and stuff. A lot of them are hanging from the shaft, and some of them are so old it's easy to just rip them down.
Gotcha. So,
okay, and then we have the stormtroopers, and they, once his shot is fired, they back away from the edge of the shaft, and they're firing their shots.
I forgot before I flew up here that I don't get to make all my shots at once. They actually all get to live for a round and fire at me.
Oops.
Somebody got hit. Logically, it would probably be
Varys
because he's the closest.
I'm like right up here.
Yeah. Hey.
Yep.
All right, so go ahead and roll some strength.
My soak is 3D plus 3.
Come in.
3D plus 2, right?
3D plus 3 because of my armor.
Oh, right. Okay.
The helmet adds an additional plus one, so.
And I did not know where that sentence was going.
All right, you're trying to beat a 17.
Hell?
Yep, well, I got me a 19.
All right, you are stunned, but being stunned at this moment, at this moment, may not be the best thing in the world, because you are in midair.
No,
that's right. I'm sorry. I envisioned it one way, you envisioned it the other, and I'm fine with you having landed. I just keep forgetting.
Quick little. I don't imagine him hovering and fighting. I picture this more like a jump jet type thing.
Okay.
And I could be wrong, but I'm just like from here to here, and I don't hovering and fighting seems like a bad idea.
Okay, but you still fall.
I'm gonna get dogpiled now.
Just for the cinematic. Of it, make a dex roll to see if you can.
So if you get hit, you're going to be stunned at least. You can't shrug off nothing.
Well, there's no way to completely shrug it off.
Okay. I mean, that's.
And you're also.
I don't know why that seems bad in my mind, considering in D&D, if you get hit, you take damage, full stop, done. And most other games, for that matter, as well. So, right.
The difference is that when you're stunned, it only affects
you. If stunned, you can't do nothing.
For that round, and you're not having. I mean, you only have four levels of damage. There's stunned, wounded, incapacitated, and more. So,
no, I get it. I'm spoiled by other things where, like, armor absorbs all damage, and it's all good. It's not a complaint. It's me trying to work it in my head through getting rid of bad practices.
It's different from Savage Worlds in that sense, where you
it's different
get...
from... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, spoiled by werewolf, like, soak, bleh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, no, I know. No, it's all good. It's my problem, not the game's. All right. Dexterity roll, you said?
Yep.
That's a 17.
Okay, you have no problem. You do not fall into the pit.
Yeah. Good
however,
job.
However, that unfortunately does cancel out your other five actions. Which
so that force point was kinda, wasted. Force is a lie.
Oh, God, that sucks. That's right.
Force is a lie.
I'm trying to think if there's any...
One in the galaxy, other mystical energy field, no evidence, control science.
I will deal with you later.
Damn it. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to, within the rules...
Drop this upon myself, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, the next stormtrooper shoots. And he's shooting at the...
Have I been hit yet?
Nope. Oh. 3, 6, 9, 12. He misses. Third one. Good God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Misses. Okay. Very widely misses.
I'm on the ground here, and they still can't hit me.
What is this for?
Fate is so much better.
Yeah, well, look at it.
This game is old, though, so what do you...
Yeah, I mean, the...
great setting, though.
We haven't... Feng Shui hasn't come along and made MOOC rules yet, so...
Ooh, 22. Let's see. Who are they hitting? Well, they can't hit... Well, they could hit Ferris, I suppose, so... But I'm not going to do that to you since you're down. Okay, so one or two, we get Andorian. Three or four, we get Dunk. And five or six, we get Magnus.
I'm hanging on a pipe a floor below.
Well, it's...
He is.
That's true. All
that's
right.
What we call an easy target.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got me on that one, but still, I'm just saying.
I think they should have to get past us before they can hit him.
Fair enough. Okay, so...
I mean, they're shooting. I mean, that's what ranged weapons are for, so I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
And he's a level below, so...
Yeah, I mean...
How do they see him, is my opinion.
I say what the GM says goes.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
If it hits me, it hits me. Oh, well.
I tried to argue your case, sir.
Yeah, no.
That's okay.
I'm just a simple country lawyer.
Okay.
They have to know that a stormtrooper can't hit a man at a 45-degree angle down a well.
We all
okay. Well, I would well, no. You know what? I would say
those
okay.
Breastplates interfere with their armpits. So.
I would say it'd be a much higher difficulty to hit him, and he wasn't being specifically targeted. And you'd almost have to specifically target somebody for it to go out on an angle and hit go down. So yeah.
Yeah. There's just people hitting high tension wires just over the place here.
Yeah. So there's all kind of. So we got Magnus, you've been hit. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
I ran forward. I expected to be hit.
Okay. So go ahead and.
I just want enough energy to pull two grenades out and pins, and I'll go down in a burning flames.
Damage that was rolled is 7, 13, 18. Shit. Okay.
So on this, I roll strength or dex.
Strength. Oh shit! Okay. You're already wounded. Oh. Crap.
Yeah, I still have plenty of strength.
Okay.
So I mean, minus, not plenty of strength, but...
Minus one.
I'm going to roll two ones and call it even. I got an eight.
Oh, okay.
What do I need to get?
You needed to... Well, they rolled a three. Oh, they rolled...
Am I close?
I think I said 17, but I put the dice down and it says 9. So because I don't want to see your character die, I'm going to go with that. So...
Well, I was going to use the force.
Oh, well,
my force point. What does that do for me?
It doubles your attributes and your skills for one round.
Okay, well, then I'll roll some more. I don't care if it's a 17.
Okay.
I want to be fair.
Okay.
I have a 15 now, and my force point goes bye-bye.
Okay. So you, unfortunately, are still... Yeah, go ahead and... I'm overruling. This is... Yeah, okay. Because by strict interpretation of rules, you'd still be incapacitated, but I think that's... If somebody spends a force point, they shouldn't have to worry about getting... okay,
whatever you want to do. I'll take the damage. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. If you want to be true to the rules, be true to the rules.
It depends on how deadly you want
to
make it.
No, I don't want it to be...
I can always roll another character up.
Well, true, but...
I can roll one that will get along with the group a little better. They don't like me.
We like it just fine.
We just screamed when you pulled out grenades because some of us are convinced that that's what is blowing this place up.
Okay.
See, I really think it's strange... to go strength against that blaster and not use dexterity to move out of the way or to parry it or something.
You're not, you're using your body to like soak up the damage. You've been hit. Strength. Your strength is just how resilient your body is to
Well, what
trauma.
Do they need to roll to hit me is, I guess, the question.
Their dexterity or blaster skill. Well,
their
no,
skill,
when you're dodging, that's what the dodge is for.
And then
well, I've already
hit.
Taken my action, so I can't dodge.
Yeah, you can. Dodging is a reaction skill. Thought we covered this.
And
we didn't. So,
is that dexterity plus dodge?
No, it's dodge, but you're at minus 1D because it's now... It's
my dodge is 1D, so it doesn't matter.
How is your dodge 1... Well, wait. Oh, my God. All your skills start out at the level of the attribute that is governing them, so your dodge...
Well, I asked you, is that dexterity plus dodge?
Oh, well, okay, then yes.
Okay, well, if I can dodge, I got three more dice in.
Okay.
Because my dexterity is 3D plus 2... And my dodge is 1D. I minus out the 1D, and I use my dexterity, so I'm going to get 2 at least. Well, the worst I can do is 5 more.
Okay. Now, all right, fine. You know what? I don't even remember what he rolled to hit you, so go ahead and...
You said dodge. 17.
No, that was for damage. Oh, wait, no, they were both 7. Wait, they were both... I think you're right. They were both 7. Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that, so I get... You know, without even rolling, I'll be at 20.
How do you...
How will
what?
You be at 20
I'm at 15
rolling.
Right now.
No,
right?
No, you're confused.
So the 15 difficulty that they're attacking is basically a mostly stationary target at medium range. And then if you don't like that, if you want to do better by like dodging and weaving, you roll your dodge and you use that instead of their basic difficulty that they're
facing. So now we're doing to hit, not to damage.
Yeah,
so
I'm letting
the hit.
Yeah, I'm retroing this because I don't think you understand. Dude, what was you? Yeah, you can dodge at any time. You just have to.
And if I dodge it, then we don't roll strength down.
Right.
Because I dodged it. Okay.
If you don't dodge it,
then I got 15 on my strength for the damage, to soak the damage, right?
Yeah, we can correct. Keep that. Yes.
That's okay. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Normally we do this before, but I'm retconning it because I didn't realize you didn't know you could dodge at the drop of a hat.
I don't think I can get 17. The best I can do is 20. I don't expect to roll that well.
Okay.
So they did 17 damage. I did 15 to soak, and I will go down to incapacitate it.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
All right, you hit the ground. Wow.
I hit the ground running.
Let's see. That was, what was
hit
that, third?
The ground running.
Oh, shit. We're going to say that was the third. I don't remember what number we were on. No, it was the fourth, because there were... No, that was Barris.
Yes, yes. Roll for every stormtrooper.
Well, I don't know how else you're supposed to... Okay.
Treat them like mooks.
I could do that. 11. That one missed, so that's 4. Yeah, if we run this again, I'm doing something, because this grinds the game to a halt unnecessarily. Okay, so 12, 13, 15. Ooh. Okay, that one hits.
Does the adventure say 12 stormtroopers on each side?
It does, yes.
Okay, so it's intending to, like, yeah, mow them down. It's like, oh, boy, yeah, that's... You need some group attack rolls if that's...
Yeah.
Well, they make it very hard for somebody that wants to do melee with swords or something. I just can't do enough damage to get rid of a bunch of them. He tried.
Well, to be fair, there are only two characters in the movies at this time that did melee attacks.
But we're not doing the movies.
Yeah, but I'm doing the game. When the game was written, melee wasn't a thing.
Well, then they shouldn't have put it in there.
I mean, it was a thing, but wasn't used as often.
Oh, I agree, but...
Well, and to be fair, this is also a situation where you are a fairly fresh character. You haven't, you know, so...
Well, and I think that's what Josh said, 12 stormtroopers and a big bad guy versus fresh characters.
Now, the stormtroopers go down like chumps. That's not a problem. The problem is that poor GM has to roll for 12 individual stormtroopers.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Commence to rolling.
You know what? To hell with it.
I'm a sack of dice. You want this, don't you?
You know, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to roll for one roll, and that's going to be the roll all these motherfuckers have.
Oh,
because...
well, let's just throw out all the rules of society.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Four of them together.
This is supposed to be...
Jesus,
oh, that's an idea.
Bernie.
Actually, that is an idea.
Do four at a time, something like that.
So
that
I've
way
taken
you can
enough
hit
time
with
this
bucket.
Round. I've taken enough time with this round.
Let's
the
take
other
more
ones,
time talking
the other
about
ones
it.
Miss. Exactly. Okay, they all miss. We're done. Next round. All right.
Yay!
All
right. How do you get out of being stunned?
Yeah.
Possible. At the beginning of the round, am I unstunned, or how's it work?
Yes, at the beginning of the round, you're unstunned. I'm going to go with
All right.
Because offhand, I honestly can't remember whether it's the next round or if it's just the rest of that one.
Oh, that would suck.
I know. So we're going to say it's the rest of that round. Because stunned isn't supposed to be that big a deal. I mean, you know, it's the best you can do once you're hit. So me to
yeah,
make it be an extra round, it sort of makes it more potent than it ought. I think it ought to be. So, yeah. All right. So God help me. Let's reroll for initiative.
Awesome. Let's do that.
Okay. Ow.
I got a 21 for my initiative.
Nice. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
14.
Nine. Don't give him numbers while he's counting.
Sorry. I should have thought of that. Yeah, that was rude. Sorry.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. All right. I got that part of the order down. What? Everybody else give me some numbers, please.
21.
Okay, I got yours.
Dunk got a 14.
Got that one.
I'm at 8.
And I'm at 7.
Okay.
Ooh, we almost had all multiples of 7.
I'm
Jedi
sorry.
Had to throw things
up. Yeah, I did.
7 times 1.
All right, Ferris,
one.
What you doing? God damn it, we're finishing this game tonight. I don't give a shit if we have to go till 10
taking
o'clock.
I am two grenades out.
Yeah?
I'm lying here on the floor, on my back, because I'm stunned.
Yes.
Taking grenades off my belt, and just kind of casually rolling them into the mass here. They're like, stun this, and then hitting the activator of my jetpack and sliding across the floor.
You've got to keep that as his character voice.
Stun
this.
Stun this. Hey,
all right. I need to remind you of something, because if I understand now, or the GM has got too much rattling around in this vacuous thing that I call my brain. Isn't Magnus
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take damage from these two.
He's incapacitated, so he's...
I don't know. I was stunned when he came in here, so I didn't see anything.
Oh, hell. All right. Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to give you a chance. You look over and see...
The Force will protect them.
Oh, man. Holy grab him as you slide by.
No, I'm going to grab him as I slide
okay,
out.
Okay.
I'm going to rocket slide backwards.
I'm incapacitated. That's just a -2 to my die rolls. I can still function.
Just picturing this.
If I go one more level,
it's
I picture it going.
-2, but it also, I think you have to.
I'll look it up.
You can't do anything for the rest of the round, and then because it's just -2. I thought incapacitated meant you were out.
It sure sounds called incapacitated.
Yeah, it's called incapacitated. I know he's right. Eventually, I think you have to make like a dex roll or something to do anything.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Which we can.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah. Okay. We will make a dex roll when it comes up.
All right.
Just forfeit it. You're grabbing him and dragging him across.
He's unconscious, I will grab him and drag him out as I rocket slide out of the shaft after politely setting down my two grenades and zipping out of there. Grab him.
Okay. If I was conscious right now, I'd be yelling at some character about, he's throwing grenades, nobody objects to it.
I set them down, that's different.
I don't
see
how
that... Somebody needs to start getting across this damn zip line.
Anyway, I'm flying out of there.
Okay.
Zip out.
All right.
With the Jedi, quote, in tow.
Okay, yeah, they might start questioning your Jedi abilities soon, buddy.
There's no soon about it.
So that's his action. I should probably make you roll something, but I'm not gonna because, frankly, this battle's taking longer and running out of time.
I'm placing him right into the area effect.
All right, Duncan, what are you doing?
Can I pull myself up?
Yes, by God, you can.
Because I'm on the floor below and I'm hanging onto a pipe. All I want to do is pull myself up and get to the door with the robot.
Yep, make a dexterity roll or a climbing roll if you got it.
And I think there's a cable or a rope hanging down there for you now.
I'm sure there is, yes.
All right, will that give me a plus or anything?
Well, you only need to roll a 10 or over, so it's pretty easy.
All right. And I got 13.
Perfect. So you are now on the other side with Dio.
Dio's the last in line, of course.
Yeah.
Next is Perez. He's taking a shot at Ferris because he's got that damn jetpack and he's...
I make a nice glowy target, I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, you should give me some of a chance of me being hit by two.
So you are my cover.
Yeah, so maybe a 1 through 4. I am 1, he's 2, 3, and 4. I don't care, but I'm right behind him.
Okay, well, are you dodging, Ferris?
No, my dodge is actually worse than the statistical average that I'm hitting.
Okay.
Just fell through.
I'm better off, just not, yeah, no, I'm better off with that.
Okay, he rolled an 18, he hit somebody. 1, 2, 4, it's Ferris.
Sounds good.
That was Barris. I mean, Ferris? Not Ferris, it hit Barris. I got Barris and Ferris, god damn it. Okay, it was Ferris who got hit. All right.
Now I am flying in midair, so this is unfortunate for the guy I'm holding.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm probably going down the shaft.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I'm going to roll damage.
Thank you.
12. You can beat a 12. Come on now.
I got 16. I'm still stunned, though. So.
That's right. You're still stunned. God damn.
Stunned, flying in the air, drop the guy.
Okay, I'm going to roll. Well, okay, I'm going to see. I'm going to say, you know, fuck it. I'm making a judge's ruling that you are on. You're close enough to the other side that when you fall, you land on the other side.
Oh, we do the, like, crash, crumple, bounce, bounce.
Right.
Slide against the wall, thud.
Okay.
All right, good.
So now, okay, Andorian, you're up. What are you doing?
Seeing Duncan pulling himself up, I nod, take a couple blind shots, gangsta firing, like, out to the side while I run to the zip line and zip down.
Whenever these grenades go off, too, let me know so I'll roll some damage.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay. Well, we're still in like a 5-second period, so I don't
it's
have
fine.
Okay.
5-second rule.
Go ahead and roll your... You're the last... Yeah, no, you're not. But damn,
yeah, okay. I'm the last one.
Well, you're the last of you guys. Roll damage for your first shot.
All right.
And I'm going to roll these guys' blaster shot here.
So that's a 15.
That one hits. Roll your blaster damage.
Oh, you told me to roll damage earlier. Okay, so we've got a damage if I hit. Which I don't with a 5.
Oh, damn. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all good, brother.
I meant to hit. I probably said
nope,
damage by mistake.
We're good. We're good.
The troopers miss. No, I like your groups of four idea, Chris, because otherwise, if you just make them all under one roll, then it just seems completely un.
You're only hitting one guy the whole time.
Yeah.
No, so, you hit Ferris and you're done.
So,
and how do you do damage?
Well, no, I would roll one number and make that the number that everybody, you know, regardless of what their target was.
Yeah, that'd work too.
Okay, yeah, I'll just... So, yeah, it's Star Wars, they all miss.
Blaster bolts flying everywhere.
Blaster bolts flying everywhere, pipes bursting, flames rolling up from the bottom levels, from the depths of... All right.
Hell, I stab at the...
So we
and
are,
the grenades
yes.
have not even gone off yet.
The grenades are still sitting there,
well,
just
the grenades,
ticking away.
Yep. Next round, initiative... Let's see, so that's...
Okay. I'm not rolling one, because I can't do anything anyway. I'm unconscious.
Okay, well, he's tied with me, then.
I got a 14. I don't go first for once. Crazy.
Andorian, what did you roll?
He got an 11 over here.
Okay. All right, Duncan, what you doing?
I'm down here safely. The other two have crashed down here safely. The droid is down here.
And Dorian, is he down here yet?
I think I fucked up somewhere, because didn't you say you were running toward the zip line, Andorian?
And yeah, to.
Oh, that's right. It took a round. Wait.
To slide down.
Okay. Did I? That wasn't the same round where
that's
you were
fine.
Down.
That's fine. I'm on the zip line right now.
Okay, cool. And we will make that roll when your roll comes up. So, yes, he's on the zip line.
Okay. Then I am providing covering fire while he gets his ass down here.
Okay. So I'm not going to roll. That's just basically like suppressive.
Yeah. Okay. Just keeping them the hell away from the hole.
Fire. Okay. All right.
And just fire wildly.
All right. Ferris, what are you doing?
I'm getting off and the ground here.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
A motley bunch of bastards we be.
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot covering fire as our last person here zips down.
Okay. As he is crossing.
Where's the kaboom? It's supposed to be an empire shattering kaboom.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you'd say that, because Barriss takes a thermal detonator and tosses it across, tries to toss it anyway, across the chasm, which is why I was kind of laughing to myself when guys were like, no grenades to him, because this is not me making this up. It's written right here in the thing. Okay, so he is going to roll, see if he makes it. That might.
Nice knowing y'all.
Well, I'll be going with you.
Nope, he does not make it. The thing falls into the pit, just about the time.
Detonator go down the hole.
Yep. I've thought about that in years. Well, Andorian, go ahead and make your dexterity roll. And what the hell was it that you had to get across there? I'm gonna
you said
say,
it was a 10.
I'm going to say, okay, I was about to say, I'm going to say 10, so good. Go ahead and make a dex roll on the zip line.
Oh, boy. Feet don't fail me now. I am holding on with my feet.
Okay.
All right. That's a 12.
Perfect. Terrified though you may be, you zip down the zip line and wind up on the other side just as the grenades go off.
Okay. That's going to hurt.
Them? We're down below.
Yep. Oh, I know. I didn't say it was going to hurt me.
And as you reach the ledge in front of the blast doors on the second level, they slowly open, and beneath the computer port on the other side of the doors, you see the crumpled form of Tyree. His flight suit is smoldering, and he looks grievously wounded. He's not dead. He's moving, but he's, you know. Beyond him is a large opening outside, and you can near the opening.
His chest.
No, outside.
Okay.
Near the opening, you see the wreckage of a shuttlecraft.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And you see two Imperial walkers off in the distance, but they're moving steadily toward you.
Oh, damn. Well, there went that idea.
Any kind of Imperial flying ship around here.
Well, you can...
What are we supposed to do? I look at my pistol. That armor's too thick for blasters.
You can...
Hey, I got some rope here. Hey, I think I got an idea.
There we go.
How fast can you run?
Well, there might be. You're in a huge cavern.
Yeah, if there's a shuttlecraft here, the landing pad sounds like. Is there any other ships around here?
Yeah.
You can look. You start searching.
Yeah, how hard can it be? They hide those ships pretty good around here.
Yeah. What should we roll? Search?
Yeah, search. If you got it. Otherwise, I think perception is the attribute that falls under.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask Dio as I'm going over toward Tyree here. Ferris, give me a med pack.
Oh, yeah. Toss it to you.
casually.
Yeah, here you go. What the hell? All right,
I'm poking my head under blankets behind boulders looking for a spaceship.
I was going to say it.
I rolled a 12 for search as well. So.
Okay. All right. You guys find 4 Y-wing fighters under under camouflage netting.
What the hell?
These camouflage
large bombers. All right.
Oh, thank God you guys are okay.
I'm going to take this camouflage netting because it is more valuable than these bombers. Apparently.
Yeah, no kidding. Holy crap.
Oh.
How many? All right. Wait,
what did I misspeak? What I meant to say was the ships are covered by the camouflage netting.
Yeah, we got it.
It's got to be very good to hide a large bomber.
It's camouflage netting. It's good stuff.
Fantastic.
Anyway. Well,
there's a hell of a lot of it, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, let's say
it's artisan netting. Well,
because
this place maybe let's just get in the ships.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, hey.
I'm snoring.
Look at, Look at here, suddenly Mr. Calm and Collected. I like this character.
I love the idea that that was Andorian.
Yeah. All right, one ship each. Everyone hop in.
All right.
Well, one of you is incapacitated.
Okay.
I'll stuff him in the cargo compartment of mine. I don't.
I just want to take this guy too. our contact. I forgot his name already.
Tyree,
you're put here in the...
I can fly one if you need me to.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Fly one.
Yep. Okay.
Take your droid.
One of the Y-Wings is next to a ramp, so Dio rolls up the ramp and into his little droid socket that each one of these has and proceeds to coordinates of the rebel base to your fighters. Yep. So you're all getting in there. You load Magnus into the cargo thing.
Okay, Magnus, hold your breath.
They got atmosphere shields.
I'm just being a wise ass.
I'm taking snoring.
Wise ass.
That is just disturbing how well you do
that. How well he does it. Yeah. Oh, God.
I have a soundboard.
You are a soundboard.
You are the Prince Squad.
Your face is a soundboard. All right.
Okay. The stomping of the walkers is becoming quite loud, and they are definitely within sight now. They're taking shots at you. They're still just out of range, but they are firing.
We're not going to go anywhere near their range. At least I'm not.
Yeah. That's. Must go now.
I'll tell you what.
See you in space.
Okay, well, there's two ways you can go. If you go out through the opening, you're going to have to go past them overhead to get out, or you can go back through the tunnels to get out.
We make our own opening.
Well, there is that.
Are the tunnels big enough to allow Y-Wings to fly through them?
Well, it was big enough for the shuttle. There could be some tight squeezes, but, you know.
Hasn't a lot of it collapsed behind us?
Yes, there are a lot of cave-ins and stuff like that, and that's one reason why these were so well camouflaged, is there's cave-ins all through this cavern as well.
Sure. Nuts, I'm punching them full throttle, and I'm just going to fly past those things and try and hit the void.
Okay.
I'm following him.
And Tyree's following you, so you punch it, flying off into space, the walkers fire at you, make some piloting rolls.
Well, all right. Nice doing, you guys.
I actually have that.
Yeah, I have it too.
That's a 16 on this side.
It doesn't really matter whether I have it or not.
You guys are exchanging fire. Actually, I'm even rolling. Do you have your deflector shields, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Son, I don't even know what a deflector shield is.
Oh, yeah. Are you flying one of the ships, too? Or
apparently.
We've got room. If you actually don't know how to fly, these are two-seaters.
Yes,
so
they are.
Maybe.
Yes, they are. So
yeah. Okay.
One can be, maybe yeah, right. Be the pilot. Okay.
Right.
And you can get in with me here. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. So you're firing, but your shields are holding. Your blasters won't penetrate the wall.
That's fine. I'm not trying to kill them. I'm trying to get blasters.
We're leaving.
Okay, so as if in a coordinated, well, it is a coordinated thing, you, as the walkers continue firing at you, you blast into light speed. And in a few hours, you pop out of hyperspace around a secret rebel base. And soon after, Tyree is put in a back-to-tank, and you become full-fledged rebels, honored especially for the recovery of the valuable Y-Wing fighters.
Awesome.
And you
didn't even mean.
And you get little medals, or get medals to wear around your neck.
Do I ever come to?
Yes,
or am I in a
coma? You are also put in a Bacta tank.
It becomes a Nicholas Sparks story from here on out.
You're dead all along.
Yes, who your love interest is.
Just all notes to your widow's next.
And
we get a cool scar from the Bacta tank and all.
And there you go. There end the credits roll. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
And I would say you each get 5 skill points. Everybody gets...
You're here.
Everybody gets their force points back.
I know where I'd be putting mine. Thank you very much, man.
Yes.
You're welcome. You
have a good night.
Job. Thank you.
So long.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
Yep, good night, guys.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.